This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, in late-stage capitalism, it's now going to cost you an extra $9.95 to get that order of organic milk and fancy olives straight to your door. Amazon is done with those free Whole Foods deliveries. It's a sign that, yes, even the biggest of big retail giants has decided it makes sense somehow to pass those delivery costs and some other expenses onto their loyal, for now, customers. Marketplace's Amanda Petra has that one.
Deliveries are a headache for grocers. Refrigerated trucks, tight windows for perishable food, and driver wages, those costs add up for retailers.
Maybe $7 a delivery.
Sucharita Kodali is a retail analyst at Forrester. She says it's just not a service that makes much sense.
Grocery, in the best of circumstances, is a very low margin business. And then when you add delivery on top of it, it's just unprofitable.
People don't like to pay for things that are not actual products, like parking, packaging, or delivery. Ayelet Fishbeck, professor at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, says that's why online retailers will often reveal fees when you're ready to check out.
At that point, you're probably too tired to pay attention to these costs. You're already too invested in getting these groceries, and so you are likely to pay.
And in this economy, says Diane Smith at Mintel, fees feel inevitable.
Given where inflation rates are right now and the increasing prices that retailers are having to absorb, they are unfortunately having to pass along some costs to consumers. And it is risky.
Risky because some customers will reject those costs, like Henry Carell, who used to get Whole Foods deliveries 2 or 3 times a month in Chicago, sometimes more last winter when it was freezing for weeks.
The ability to not leave the house was spectacular.
But he's not happy with the fee.
It feels ticky-tacky on top of already paying that Amazon Prime annual membership.
Carell shops at Target now, but he says he might be less grumpy about the Whole Foods fee when snow falls again. I'm Amanda Petra for Marketplace.